Welcome to One Girl in All the World, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer rewatch podcast where we recap each episode in order and discuss. I'm Ashley, Buffy super fan.
Kimmy, Buffy newbie.
You can find us on all major podcast apps, YouTube, and Instagram with new episodes on Tuesdays. Okay, so welcome to Slayer Fest 98. Because we are talking about
this was quite the homecoming.
This episode was like perfection to me. I love this episode.
It was a really good episode, actually. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Okay, so today we are talking about Homecoming. And it originally aired on November 3rd, 1998, written and directed by David Greenwalt. And the synopsis is, with Cordelia flaunting her sure win in the race for Homecoming Queen, she awakens the prom queen from within, Buffy, who tries to enlist the entire gang to help her show Cordy how it's done. But some of their alliances may be elsewhere. Meanwhile, the blood-sucking Mr. Trick assembles a host of killers in Sunnydale for a thrilling hunt to the death to bring down the two slayers.
Mr. Trick.
Yeah, you like him. He's a great villain.
He's an interesting character.
Mm-hmm. He's a great villain. So we start off in the Bronze with the whole gang there talking about homecoming. Like, yeah. They want to get a limo.
Which Xander says is too expensive. So I have a question for you. Did you... Mm-hmm. Okay, well, first of all, did you have this homecoming thing that they're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, was it like a big thing?
Yeah, it was like second to prom.
Okay, I feel like it wasn't... I mean, I feel like we had a homecoming, but it wasn't like a big deal. We definitely wouldn't have done limos or like...
Fancy no, it's a formal dance. Okay. Weird. Yeah.
Did you go to one of them?
Yeah. I went
to... Did you go in a limo?
I think I went to 3 out of the 4 years of high school. I don't think I went my freshman year, but like...
Which year is that? Is that the
first one? First one. Okay. the last 3, I think I went to.
Okay. Did you ever go in a limo to one of them?
I can't remember. That's not unheard of.
Okay. I just was like, that sounds like a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I've never been in a limo and it's on my bucket list.
Oh, really? Never?
Mm-hmm. No.
We took one to a concert once.
Oh, that's fun.
I think we went to go see the Spice Girls or something. We all took a limo.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun, actually. That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so they're talking about a limo. Xander's like, it's too expensive. And Sir Cordelia basically says that he's uncouth.
Yeah, and she doesn't want to go in Oz's van either. Oz offers his van to everybody.
I thought that was a great offer. It fits everybody. It's fine.
Yeah, she's like, no, the homecoming queen can't arrive in a van. So she's like, she thinks she's a sure thing. And Buffy this whole time is like not really participating. She's just kind of like gazing off. You can tell she's thinking about like, what the hell am I going to do about Angel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what's on her mind.
Of course. It's on everybody's mind.
Yeah, especially Buffy's. And they kind of like, what's wrong with you? Like, Doug, you know, she's like, if I even go.
Yeah. And then we find out that she wasn't asked to go, which I was like, how, like, her and Scott must have been on several dates by this point.
Yeah.
So he's declining in my books at this point.
So he walks over right when Cordelia says, what's the big deal? Like, has Scott not asked Buffy to the homecoming dance? Like, totally humiliates Buffy. And he says, you know, I thought you'd think it would be corny. Like, but if you want to go, like, I'm totally in. And she's like, yeah. And then she's like, you know, I'm tired. I'm going to leave. Okay, in Scott's defense, like, this is a little bit ridiculous, right?
I guess. Okay, fine. But, like, I don't know. He's just like, I thought maybe you'd think it was too corny. Well, maybe he should have just, like, asked and found out instead of, like, assuming.
Yeah, no, he should have. But, like, God, if he can even get Buffy in a conversation for more than 3 minutes because she just takes off.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have down-talked her Jell-O choices at lunch last episode.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that was it, yeah. So she says, you know what, I'm tired, I'm going to leave. And he's like, okay. And she leaves.
I'm just feeling protective of her, it's fine.
It's okay, it's cute, I'm here for it.
And then...
So, yeah. Because she didn't go home.
She did not go home.
She goes to the mansion and brings Angel some blood. So he's kind of like pacing around.
Yeah. He's not chained up anymore. He's acting human-y. Well, vampire-y, human-y, I don't know. He's acting like not like a wild animal anymore.
Yeah. And she brings him some blood from the butchers, and she kind of startles him. Like, he's jumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of tells him, he says he's feeling a little bit better, and she just kind of tells him that she hasn't told the others. Like, she hasn't told Willa, like, any of them. She can't talk to any of them. And when she says Giles' name, he kind of, like, the memory comes back of, like, Jenny and torturing Giles, I think, is, like, he's still kind of processing all the memories when he's like, Giles... Like, he's remembering the stuff that he did to Giles.
Okay, well, I guess he should.
Because Giles, that's the most, like, besides Buffy, like, that's the person that took the most direct hits from Angel.
Yeah, that's true.
And she says, yeah, they wouldn't understand that you're better and she's going to help him. And then she just kind of starts talking about how she's moved on. Like, she's doing better in school. She's thinking about college. You know, she's applying herself.
She met somebody.
And she's seeing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he makes her happy and that he's someone she can count on.
And then cut right to school where Scott is breaking up with Buffy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Classic.
He says,
I already didn't like him, so I was fine with this.
I still like
him. I didn't like him, and I didn't like how he's like, you were so full of life, and now you're just always distracted. Okay, I get it. They're in high school, first of all, and also they haven't been dating that long, but like, maybe like try and figure things out. Maybe talk to her about it. Don't just be like, I think we should break up, instead of trying to actually have a conversation and figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
like, I don't entirely. No. Like, I think
maybe so mad.
He's not perfect for sure. I think he has put up with a lot with her. Maybe he hasn't handled it.
I know
the best way, right. Like just dumping her without.
I think he could have done better.
Like, yeah, he could have handled it better
first. Obviously, she's going through some stuff.
Yeah, he could have handled it better, but like, I don't blame him for wanting to end the relationship. How he did it, maybe he should have like talked to her.
Yeah.
But you know, he just says like, sorry, you know. You always seem distracted. So I don't think we should see each other anymore.
She even tries to tell him, like, hey, I'm getting better. Like, I'm going to try to be present or whatever. And he's just like, nope, too late.
Well, yeah, it wasn't going to happen. But it just wasn't going to happen. But, you know, whether he wanted to try or not, it was never going to happen. Like, her life is getting more and more complicated. Yeah, there's not room for him. But, so he kind of walks away and she's kind of like, okay. And we see somebody's watching her from a van.
Yeah.
Two guys in a van. And they kind of wire into a cell phone, which you hear old dial-up noise. Yeah,
and they're making it call to some old dude.
Some old man, and Mr. Trick is there as well.
Yes.
I think
yes.
He's in a wheelchair, actually. I think the old man's in a wheelchair.
The old man is in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and then Mr. Trick is there, and he's like, oh, is that her? And he's like, yeah, that's the target. So they're targeting Buffy. And we go to the credits. When we come back, we finally meet somebody.
Okay, yeah, you've been saying this is a long time coming, and I was waiting for this. It was at the back of my mind, and now that I've seen it, I don't know. It didn't leave me satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, it just left me with more questions than...
Than answers. That's fine.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's and I feel like that's good. That's
I don't
a good
think
thing.
I like him.
So we go to the
impressions are not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we go to the mayor's office, and this guy that obviously works for the mayor is very nervously coming into the room. You can tell he's very nervous. He's does not want to go in there, but he's forcing himself because he has this piece of paper or whatever, something to tell the mayor. So he goes to the mayor and he says these two guys have shown up in town, Frederick and Hans Grutenstaller? Grutenstaller? Anyway,
okay, so
it's very German. They are a known terrorists in Germany. Like, they're known for bombing airplanes and stuff. They're like terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling the mayor this, and the mayor is kind of distracted. He's like smelling the paper.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
And he like tells, well, I can't remember what the guy's name is, but he like tells him to, is it Alan? Okay.
I think so.
That sounds right. Tells him to put his hands out. He's like, did you wash your hands? He's like, yeah. And he's saying, like, you know, it's very important to wash your hands. Things get under your fingernails, like germs and mayonnaise.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He's an odd duck, isn't he?
That's exactly what I was going to say. He's an odd duck this one.
And the guy's like, yeah. Oh, sorry. I did wash them, but I'll do better. Like, he's very scared. And then the mayor just says, yeah, you need to watch the two, just watch those two, the two guys. I don't know if they're actually brothers.
Surveillance, he said? Like,
yes.
Put them under surveillance?
Put them under surveillance and let me know if anyone else, like, strange, wanders into town. So it's cool.
And then that's my introduction to the mayor.
Yeah. They definitely leave you wanting more or, like, needing to know more in this episode, for sure. So we're at school, and we have a little montage of everybody getting their school picture.
Oh, yeah.
It's cute.
So sad, though.
It is. And poor Willow, too. She's like...
That they like, paused way too long.
Yeah, she, like, thought something was wrong with it.
She super cute the way she was smiling, but whatever.
Yeah. So everyone's getting their picture taken, and Cordy tells them that she's running for homecoming queen. And they're wondering where Buffy is.
And Cordelia says, oh, I'll go. Or they tell her to go to the library to go tell her that pictures are being taken.
So she says that, oh, Buffy's in, her and Faith are training in the library. And Cordy says, oh, I have to go there anyway because I have to get an ice pack to shrink my pores. So she's like, I'll tell her. So she, they're like, okay, cool. So she goes. And in the library, we kind of see, we see Buffy and Faith training. And Buffy is like whipping Faith's butt because she's so...
She's getting her aggressions out.
Yeah, her boy aggressions out on Faith.
She's frustrated with, mm-hmm. yeah, with boys. I think she's a little bit frustrated with life in general, maybe.
Yeah. And Faith is like, man, boys should break up with you more often. You got some good quality rage going on there. And she kind of says, like, yeah, I'm not going to go to homecoming now because I don't have a date. And Faith talks her into taking her because Buffy already bought tickets. So, yeah, so Faith and Buffy are gonna go.
I think that's a cute idea.
Yeah. And... we see Cordelia about to walk into the library to tell Buffy and get her ice pack, but she gets distracted by two boys and she's going to try to talk them into voting for her. So Cordelia does not tell Buffy about Picture Day. Classic Cordy. Hashtag classic Cordy. In the quad, Buffy still needs that teacher recommendation letter. Oh, that's not from a British librarian. So we can't go to Giles for this. So we see a teacher, Buffy approaches her and it says, you know, she needs a glowing recommendation.
This is her favorite teacher.
It's her favorite teacher, like back into school. And she just says, you know, she's talking. And then the teacher just like, and you are? Like, she doesn't remember Buffy.
So harsh.
Buffy's like,
doesn't even know who she is.
Buffy Summers, third row, or something like that. I sat by the window. You know, your class, contemporary heroes, Maya Angelou to Amelia Earhart. Like, very, and she's like, were you absent a lot? Like, she doesn't even know who she is.
That's so harsh.
Yeah.
Also, so that's a really cool sounding high school class that we didn't have anything like that.
Yeah, that does sound cool. We had one high school class that was kind of cool. It was Back to Rock. Oh, and it was like cool. History of music.
Nice.
I took that. That was cool. So in the cafeteria, Buffy is depressed that she's like, lamenting. My favorite teacher didn't even know who I was. No. I'm going to be reduced.
Popular.
Yeah, she was the Fiesta Queen, Homecoming Queen. And she's going to be reduced to just one picture in the yearbook. And they're like, actually,
not even that.
Not even that. You missed the picture taking. Didn't Cordelia tell you? And she looks over and sees Cordelia on the side of the cafeteria, like smooching people. And she just gets so pissed because it's like the one thing that she, like the last little like ounce of like participation that she could have in the yearbook now is like mm-hmm. kind of gone. So she comes up to Cordy and kind of confronts her and says, like, you know, why didn't you tell me? And Cordy, like, does not even get her point of view. Like, she's just like, oh, what's the big deal? Yeah, I forgot.
Cordy's, like, really mean in this episode, I found.
Yeah, Cordy is nasty in this episode. Yeah, like, she's, like... You know, we see her, like, going... She regressed. Mm-hmm. Her and Xander are regressing.
They did, yeah.
They were both regressing in the last couple episodes.
I wonder if they, like, kind of bring out the best and also the worst in each other. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, she was telling Buffy, basically, that... being like, if she wants to feel like she was involved in part of the school, then she actually needs to have friends. I was like, wow, that was hard.
And she says, I don't care. Like, you were like guacamole queen when you were three or whatever. Guacamole queen. And apparently that's a reference to, I haven't heard it, but Inca Roads by Frank Zappa, the song. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's something about guacamole queen in there. So yeah, he's like, oh, you're guacamole queen at your old school. And this really pisses off Buffy. And she's going to run against Cordelia, and there's two other girls running, but she's going to run against Cordelia, and she's going to win. She's like, she's taking out all her frustration in her life, and she is going to funnel it, all that energy, into winning Homecoming Queen.
I feel like this is a healthy way of channeling it, so I approve of this.
And this isn't, like, Buffy's first rodeo. Like you said, she was very popular and won all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
at her school. She would probably be popular at the school if she weren't a Slayer.
Yeah.
If she didn't have to devote so much of her time and energy to that, yeah.
Yeah. So I put somewhere, because we don't know where this is.
I put question mark.
Mission control? We can call it mission control. Because this is where all the cameras are and everything. So Mr. Trick is explaining the game to our contestants. So basically it's a hunt, like a hire to hunt or whatever, like a pay to play, basically. Mm-hmm. They give money and then they can hunt. Mr. Trick puts the slayers in this situation in a like... kind of like a canned hunt situation where they just, like, let them loose. They kind of, like corral her, and then it's a, you know, whoever gets the kill gets the glory. Mm-hmm. So the people that we have that are participating are the two Germans that we've already met, Gulak from the Migat clan. He's the guy with the spiky hair, the spikes on his head. It's funny when Mr. Trick is like, "You got spiky stuff nuts going on your head." I can't remember what he says, but it's so funny when he's like talking to him. He's like, "Yeah, you with spikes on your head." Then there's just a regular hunter, like kind of like an animal hunter, mm-hmm. And then Lyle Gorch is back.
Yeah,
you remember the Gorch brothers?
He has a chick with him.
His new wife. This is like their honeymoon. Candy.
This is their honeymoon.
Yeah.
Slayerfest 98 is their honeymoon.
Yeah. They said this is our, they dumped all their money. So this is our, like, our honeymoon stash. So this is what they're doing for their honeymoon. So he's back. You remember him?
I do.
Okay. Yeah.
He had a brother.
Yeah. Was it?
Lyle? No.
Lyle's him. Tector? Tector.
Oh, that's right.
Hector, who Buffy killed, and then Lyle ran off, if we remember. Mm-hmm. So now Lyle's back, and they are going to go after Buffy and Faith. So there's a two for one here, and he's calling it Slayer Fest 98, which is so fun. Now, in Willow's room, Willow and Xander are trying on homecoming clothes. They're trying on different options, making sure things fit, all of this. And they're talking about just homecoming and how Willow is all happy that there is, like, actual a dance and a boy this time instead of just pretending there's a boy and a dance. Aww. And they're just talking. And she helps him tie his tie on his mm-hmm. tuxedo, and they get closer together and they kiss.
They do. I was wrong.
Willow and Xander have their first kiss.
Really not what I was expecting at all, so yeah.
Yeah, this came out of nowhere. And then they pull apart and are very shocked by what they did.
Yeah, they should be. Yeah. They're like, it must be the clothes. It's a fluke.
I like when they're like, we gotta get these out, we gotta get out of these. And we're like, no, not right now. Like that in front of each other. They're just panicking. They're panicking, saying all the wrong things, but the wrong innuendos and everything.
Yeah.
So in the library, Buffy is giving the rundown to Oz, Willow, and Xander. She has like a big whiteboard behind her, who all the competition is, and like pros and cons for each one. So there's Cordelia, Holly, and Michelle. And some of the things on there are funny. If you like pause it, I think it's Holly under Holly's cons. It says like she has dandruff and she wears polyester. One of them says she doesn't. One girl, I think it's Michelle, says like doesn't have many friends. Boy crazy was like popular boy crazy. There's all kinds of like stuff on there. It's pretty funny to read. She's like, these are the pros and cons for all my competition.
That's funny. Okay.
Buffy is telling each of them like where she wants them to like kind of go. Like,
and she gives them tasks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She gives them tasks. And then Cordy comes in and Buffy tries to make peace with her kind of. And then she finds out that all of her friends are actually helping Cordy in her campaign.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird to me because they're, I mean, I thought their allegiance is with Buffy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't understand when Willow says, but she needs it so much more.
Yeah. I didn't like
I don't
that.
Know. Like, yeah. I get Xander to a degree, I guess his girlfriend.
Of course.
I get Oz because he's just going to do whatever Willow does. But I don't, Willow, I mean, I get it in hindsight because of the guilt thing. But yeah, like, why
still,
would, yeah.
Yeah.
They are overcompensating, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, they all leave and Buffy's just sitting there by herself. Like, okay, that just happened. Giles comes over and Giles is like cutely supportive of this whole business, like, but very like in a low key way. He's like, Buffy's like, it's fun. And he's like, well, as long as there's still fun to be had. And she says, oh, yeah, no one takes this stuff really, seriously anyway. And then she, like, breaks the glass jar, the glass drink that she's holding, and it just shatters because she's so mad. And then we get a campaign montage and also, like, Slayer Fest prep. So we get back and forth. People are getting ready for stuff. Mm-hmm. So we have Buffy and Cordelia trying to outdo one another, like, top one another.
Yeah, they're, like, Buffy gives out muffins or something, and then Gordy gives out like a basket of muffins or something, and it's just like
trying she's to like one a up gift basket. Yeah, they go up, 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 and Buffy's covering Cordelia's posters with her coaster, so they're definitely like trying to one up each other. And then at the same time, interspersed with that, we see all the like the contestants like getting their guns ready or whatever, like just like a bear. There's a bear trap. Like they're all just getting ready for the hunt. Yep. So in the middle of this montage, we see Buffy run into Scott, and she drops her folder. And he's like, I think it's great you're running for homecoming queen, and, like, you have my vote. And she's like, oh, you don't have to. He's like, no, you, like, you do. I'll vote for you. Like, you have my vote. And she, like, opens her notebook and crosses his name out. And then when he leaves, she drops it again. Like, it was a total ploy, like, to get him to vote for her. Like, she's using this all. And, like, Buffy has the cutest dress on.
She does. I love that dress.
This is something I would own. I would like to own it.
It's super cute and summery. It has a little nod to vintage, I would say.
Yeah, it's so cute. Mm-hmm. And so Buffy knew what she was doing when she dropped that folder in front of Scott.
I mean, it's the least he could do.
Mm-hmm, so. It is, yeah. And Buffy then runs into Willow a different day. And Buffy, like, guilts Willow into seeing Cordy's spreadsheet. Because that was, like, Willow's task for Cordelia was to make a database of, like, where she's weak, where she's strong, who she needs to focus on, blah, 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 who's a sure thing. And so because Buffy's like, we've been such good, we've been through so much, and I've saved, you know, your life so many times, but I wouldn't hold this against you. And Willow is so guilt-ridden that she's like, okay, tell me what you want. So she folds immediately, yeah. We see the Germans are watching Willow and Buffy sit and talk, and we hear Buffy say, the limo's going to pick up me, Faith, then me, then you guys. And Buffy, Faith, and the others. So that the Germans hear that, okay? So then we see Buffy talking to Jonathan. Jonathan's back, notable, besides, like, what's his face, the gay football player, Larry. They're, like, the two, like, that I can think of, like, and Amy. Amy, yeah. There's, like, a few, like, B students, so Jonathan's back again. And he says that Cordy gave him $6 to vote for her.
Oh, yeah.
And Buffy's like, I've had it with her. So she confronts Cordelia.
Yep.
And Cordelia gets really nasty.
She's so mean.
Yeah. And when Buffy says, like, don't you have any parents? Like, why would you talk to the people this way? She's like, yeah, I do. I have two, unlike some of us. Or like some people.
So mean. Oh,
my God. So mean. And eventually the group comes over, Xander has to pull her away, and they start, like, yelling at each other.
Well, so they really calls her a crazy freak, and Buffy calls her a vapid whore.
Yeah.
Damn.
Gauntlet has been thrown down.
Fired.
Yes, exactly. So in Willow's room, Willow and Xander are blaming themselves for, like, the Buffy and Cordelia rift. Mm-hmm. Because Willow says, we overcompensated with Cordelia because we felt so guilty about kissing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we've kind of, like, we've thrown off the whole group dynamic, is what she says. And they are talking about Buffy and Cordelia, but they also, like, confuse each other about, we're actually talking about ourselves, about, like, about our kissing or whatever.
Well, it seems like Willow is talking about something, but Xander seems a little confused.
Yeah, and then it switches.
Yeah.
Right. And then it switches, and then she's like, actually, I'm talking about us. So they're all messed up. They feel guilty about a lot of stuff.
They need to figure their shit out.
Yeah, and they almost, like, kiss again.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like, oh, we don't feel this way anymore. Now they, like, I mean, Willow, I don't think it ever went completely away for Willow.
Of course it didn't. Yeah.
But for Xander, it's like, now he says, like, I feel like I'm looking at you. When I look at you, I feel like I'm seeing you for the first time. So it's still there. Whatever happened is still there, and they're just trying to fight it.
Yep.
So it's homecoming night at Buffy's, and we're at Buffy's house. Buffy comes out to find Cordelia alone in the limo, not Faith.
The Scoobies want them to work it out.
Yeah, they left corsages and a note saying that, you know what, you guys are going to drive by yourself, and by the time you get to the party or the dance, you better have figured out your issues.
Yeah.
So a little, like, thing about their dresses. So Buffy's dress, so Cynthia Bergstrom was the designer for their dresses. Buffy's was inspired by an Isaac Mizrahi design. And then Cordelia's was inspired by the dress that Rita Hayworth wears in Gilda, the movie.
Oh.
Gilda.
Okay. Interesting.
Cordy's dress. I like Buffy's too, but Cordy's is to die for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. It's stunning. Mm-hmm. So they had that the corsages, and they put them on. And then as they take off, they're kind of arguing about the corsages, of course. And you see the driver put in a headset and, like, take off, like, start driving away.
And we can see the Glomo driver is one of the bad guys.
So they're arguing, and the Glomo pulls over to the side of the road, and we kind of hear pitter-patter, like, we hear, like, people, someone running away, like, and they get out, and there's just, like, a TV on the side of the road with, like, a VCR and a tape. So they put the tape in, and it says, like, Play Me or something. And then it's Mr. Trick welcoming them to Slayer Fest 98, and that they have 30 seconds from, like, the start of this video to run. Like, that's their head start. And they think, obviously,
to have a nice death.
Have a nice death. And they imply, or they say, like, Buffy and Faith. And obviously, it's Cordelia. So, it was supposed to be, because Buffy said, and the Germans overheard, that it was supposed to be Buffy and Faith in the limo first. But the friends switched that because they wanted them to get along. So, there's a mistaken identity here with Willa, I mean, with Cordelia and Faith. At the dance, Willow and Xander are guiltily kind of looking around. Oz is in the band, so he's not with them. And Faith comes up. She says she's having fun, you know. She's just hanging out. And she does see Scott there with a date.
Of course.
And she's like, sleaze bag.
I agree with her. I'm, yeah, team Faith all the way here.
And then, Scott. So she wanders off. And then, I love this part. Giles comes over. He's like, we got to find Buffy. Something terrible has happened. He's like, oh, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to panic you.
That was really funny.
He just, oh, good one, Giles. You pranked him. You pranked him. And then he goes off to find the finger sandwiches. So he's probably chaperoning. He's being one of the teacher chaperones. Okay, we're out in the woods. And, oh, yeah, what sends Buffy and Cordelia running is that someone shoots the TV and it explodes. Yeah. So they run off into the woods.
Their shots are going on.
Yeah, and
they narrowly miss a bear trap.
Yeah, Buffy almost steps into a bear trap. And they come in contact with the hunter. The hunter competitor.
Well, and she puts the bear trap down and he steps in it, right?
I think is it the same one or is it a different one?
I thought she picked it. I wrote she picks it up and she threw it at him and then he got caught in it or whatever. And then
maybe. It's possible. Either way, she grabs his gun and he gets into the bear trap. So his leg is in there and she has the gun. And she kind of forces him to say, like, who else is, like, what is this about? Like, who's out here? So he tells them the other contestants that are out there. And before they can do anything else, like, the spiky-headed demon has, like, these like daggers kind Your of hands. That comes out of his forearms and then he can throw them. So before they can even like talk to him more, those come flying into a tree right by them. And so they take off running. At the dance, Faith goes up to say hi to Scott and tells him in front of his date. Oh, hi. Like, I'm gonna tell you, I talked to the doctor and they said, if we keep putting on the ointment, the itching and swelling should go away. I just, okay, bye. And so
make sure you keep using the ointment.
Yeah. So humiliates him in front of his date.
Well deserved. I love Faith.
We also see Willow and Xander are just like totally like this has been ruined for them. They're just sitting there so sad. Giles comes over and complaining about the quality of the food. And he says, I'm going to go back to the library until it's time for coronation. I want to be here for Buffy no matter how it turns out for her, which I thought was so sweet.
That was really sweet, yeah.
And Xander says that Buffy and Cordelia have been gone for a long time. They must be really getting into it. Yeah, so Buffy and Cordelia run into a cabin. They find a cabin in the woods. They run into the cabin. Cordelia starts panicking and says that she'll never be able to tell Xander that she loves him. This is a revelation.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how she is coming to she's coming to the realization that she loves Xander while Xander is starting to feel differently about Willow.
He's cheating on her. While he's cheating on her.
I mean,
You don't think that Willow and Xander are cheating on their significant others?
Okay, so that first kiss was like an accidental kiss. I think they get a freebie.
Okay.
And then like they're in high school.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like I want to see where it goes before I make my decision.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it full on cheating yet because I feel so guilty about it. But I feel like they should tell their respective partners about it. That's the only fair thing to do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Cordelia loves Xander apparently.
Yeah.
And Buffy tells her, like, you're not going to die here. Well, if you do, if you don't, like, try to find a weapon and, like, come on, snap out of it. And so Cordelia looks for a weapon and she finds a spatula and a phone. And she, of those two, she picks a spatula. And Buffy's like, you could have mentioned there was a phone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she leaves Giles a message and we hear part of it where Giles, she's like, you know, we're in a cabin. It might be Miller's Woods. We're in trouble. Like, you know, and then the phone goes dead. The old man tracks. He says he finds a phone using technology. And that's how he, like, cuts the phone line. So in the middle of the message, the phone line gets cut off when Buffy's giving it to Giles. But she gets the important stuff out.
Yep.
Buffy tells Cordelia, they're kind of like they're in a holding pattern there. They're just waiting for help to come. And Buffy kind of have a little bit of heart to heart. And Buffy tells Cordelia why she wants to be homecoming queen.
Yeah.
She said, you know, she was at her old school. We talked about, she was, like, really popular. And, like, here she just wanted proof that she was normal and that she was chosen for something other than slaying.
Yeah.
And, and so that's why it means so much to her. Cause, you know, Cordelia's kind of like, why do you even care about being homecoming queen? So that's why.
She just wants to be something other than what she feels like she's made to do, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she wants something to look back on and be like, okay, like I said, some semblance of normality, at some point.
Yeah.
And then Kulak breaks in, and that's the spiky-headed demon, breaks in and attacks them.
And, well, Cordelia gets out her trusty spatula, though.
Yeah, saves the day with that spatula. And they wrestle, like, they kind of struggle. Cordelia gets the gun and almost, like, shoots wildly away. And she's like, no, Cordelia, actually the spatula is better. Like, don't touch the gun. And then we see at the same time, while they're fighting that demon, that the Germans are launching a bomb into the cabin.
Yeah,
so,
this is so crazy.
Yeah, they launch it, it goes through the window, and it's kind of like a grenade. Like, it lands before exploding. Everybody sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Buffy grabs Cordelia, they jump out a window. Kulak tries to jump out the window, but he tries to jump through one that's boarded up. So he just bounces back into the cabin, and then it explodes. So
that's
he gets killed.
Shame. Yeah.
He's killed. And then Buffy, I mean, by this point, poor Buffy and Cordelia look a mess. But they're like, we have to get back to the library.
Their hair is all a mess.
Yeah.
Their dresses are all wrinkled. They have, like, their skin's all dirty. Yeah.
They're not looking their best anymore. So in the library, we see that Gorch is there. Lyle Gorch with Candy. And they have knocked Giles out, of course.
They're looking up the weapons.
Would it be a Buffy episode if Giles remained conscious the whole time? No. So they're saying, yeah, that's her watcher. So she'll come. Like, they're taking a different strategy. Besides, instead of, like, running through the woods after her, they're going somewhere they know she will come and thinking that she'll take out their competition before then. So that's actually a pretty good strategy. Back at, like, Command Central or Mission Control, the old man is tracking them, saying that they got away, Buffy and Cordelia, and sees them.
This is the Slayer has character.
Yeah. And then Mr. Trick, all of a sudden, summons at the door. He opens it, and he's arrested.
Yeah.
Weird.
It is really weird. I was kind of curious what happens, but then we don't find out.
So they grab him and take him away somewhere.
Yeah.
So at the library, Buffy and Cordelia run through the doors because they're there, you know, they want to get weapons and everything. And Candy surprises Buffy and attacks her. But they're fighting, Cordelia throws her spatula.
Mm-hmm.
The only weapon they have. I'm really surprised Buffy went anywhere without a stake. Like even within her bag. Like, even though she hasn't been, it hasn't been vampire so far.
We wouldn't have got this unique kill with Candy getting dusted with a spatula.
Oh my God. So she knocks Buffy out, but Buffy kind of stakes her beforehand. And yeah, she gets dusted by the wood end, the handle of the spatula. And, poor Lyle, now he's lost his wife, too. So he's all upset and mad. And Buffy's knocked out, so he confronts Cordelia. And Cordelia actually, like, stands up to him. It's like, you don't know what I could do to you. Think I'm mad now? Just think of what I can do to you. Like, we've defeated all these other, like, competitors. And, like, you don't even want to know what I can do to you. And he's like, okay, yeah. I'm just going to take off again. He's going to run again. He doesn't want to go up against Cordelia the Vampire Slayer. So he leaves. He just takes off again.
Yeah.
He likes to run when things get...
Way to go, Cordelia. I'll say she came in clutch in this. Yeah.
She did. He could have killed both of them really easily.
She said, yeah, Bea's just, what'd she say? Buffy's just the runner-up. I'm the queen. What do you think I'll do to you?
Yeah, exactly. She, like, calls his bluff, and he falls for it.
I thought that was funny.
So Giles wakes up, poor thing, and Buffy kind of realizes that she, throughout the episode so far, Buffy's kind of saying, the Germans keep finding us somehow. They keep finding us somehow.
Yes. How are they finding us?
And he says that, Giles says, I don't remember, like, them mentioning getting you corsages because they ran this plan by me, and I thought it was a good idea to, like, put you two together. And I don't remember anything about corsages. And then Buffy has a closer look and realizes those are tracking devices. So the it had nothing to do with the group. You know, Mr. Trick or whoever put those in there so that they would wear them. So they've been tracking them this whole time.
Yep.
So Buffy says she needs some wet toilet paper and has an idea, I guess, like with the trackers and the wet toilet paper. So we see the Germans enter the school and they're kind of like in like stealth mode. The old man is like giving them coordinates and stuff.
Yeah, it's like there's a computer directing them exactly where to go, like step by step. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they go into a classroom. Buffy kind of pops up and throws the trackers. It's like sticks to them because the trackers are in the wet toilet paper. It sticks to them, one of them, and then they basically end up shooting at each other.
Yeah.
Thinking that they're shooting at the Slayers.
It's very clever.
And they kill each other. Yeah. Yeah. And the old man's like, I've won! No. You didn't. Your people just got killed.
But the mayor's office, Mr. Trick is in the mayor's office and talks to him about Slayer Fest.
But yeah,
again, I'm left wanting. Like, I have no idea what's going on here. I'm so confused.
Yeah, so I think the Slayer Fest got Mr. Trick on the mayor's radar. So he brought him in, forcibly brought him in, and said, you know, like, kind of like, I like what you're doing. Like, I like your style. I like your style, how you do things. I mean, he's basically recruiting him against his will.
Hmm.
He's like, what if I don't want to, like, help you or whatever? And the mayor's like, I don't think that'll be a problem. So the mayor's kind of forcibly recruiting him into something.
So weird. I'm still not sure what's going on with the mayor, but...
Yeah.
Obviously bad things.
It's all very mysterious.
Back to the dance. They're going to announce the homecoming queen.
Devin is announcing the homecoming queen. And Buffy and Cordelia get there just in time.
They're eagerly
looking awaiting. Disheveled as hell. And Alexander's like, what happened? And Buffy's like, long story. And Cordelia says, we got hunted. Buffy's like, it's not that long. Yeah, we got hunted. So they finally made it there. And Devin comes up and says, it's the first time in like Sunnydale High history. We have a tie.
Yeah, and for like, sure. I'm like, Buffy and Cordelia?
Yeah, and they even look at each other like, oh, look, we both did it. And Holly and Michelle won. The other two girls won. Balloons come down.
All of the fighting.
The balloons come down. The girls go up there. They're so happy. And Buffy and Cordelia are just like gobsmacked.
Yep.
Like, they just can't believe it. Those other two girls won. Not even either of them. Perfect. Absolutely.
Didn't even do anything.
Perfect ending. I love that neither of them won.
They walk out very dejected.
Yeah. Perfect ending. Yeah. So that's the end of the episode. All that for nothing. So my favorite quote was, for one moment, I got to live in the world and there'd be proof. Proof that I was chosen for something other than this. Besides, I look cute in a tiara.
Aww.
That's when Buffy's talking to Cordelia about why she wants to be homecoming queen. Mm. And then my favorite scene I said was the queen announcement at the end. It was just perfect. It was just great. Okay. The perfect anti-climax to this episode.
Okay, I'm realizing I neglected to write down a favorite quote. My bad.
Okay.
My favorite scene was actually in the library when that vampire got dusted by the spatula. I thought that was really good. So I liked how Buffy and Cordelia, throughout the whole episode, but this scene especially, were forced to work together to, you know,
Forced proximity trope. Right. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I gave it a 5 out of 5. I thought this was like perfect Buffy episode. Like, this is how we were talking about last episode, how the Pete and Debbie, was it Pete?
Yeah. I'm sorry,
felt like they were just shoved in there plot-wise. This one was, like, seamless, I think, about how they brought all the different plots together.
Yeah, Pete.
Slayer Fest, Homecoming, But Willow and Xander's guilt and, like, them kissing. I think it all just
perfectly. Yeah, coming full circle to the Xander-Willow thing because it's, like, it's been a thing. So it's just,
yeah, I just think all those different storylines wove together perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, very seamlessly. And then, like, the mayor's introduced perfectly with Mr. Trick, who's involved in the episode, like, David Greenwald did a great job on, like, just making this seamless and, like, everything flows and connects perfectly for me. I love the Slayer Fest 98 plot, even by itself. Like, Slayer being hunted by these demons and stuff. I think that was really good, entertaining. Xander and Willow, what? Like, came out of nowhere?
Yeah. I think that's why I said they didn't cheat, because I just feel too bad for them, because I have to give them a free pass.
I put Giles Love because I think Giles was adorable in this episode. He didn't have, like, a huge role, but what he did was cute. Like,
perfect.
Being like, I'm going to play a prank on them. He's so funny. Giles is going to make it funny. And then him, like, wanting to be there and see how Buffy does at the homecoming queen. Like, that's sweet. Such a dad thing. I like that they brought Lyle back, because I like it when it's not just, like, one and done characters every single time, you know? Yeah. So I like that they brought Lyle back, and he stayed in character because he ran away again. So who knows if we'll see him again. And Scott. So.
Yeah. Tell me about Scott.
Well, I think he's not perfect, and he's, you know, could have handled that better. He is a teenage boy as well. I don't really blame him for thinking, like, this is not going anywhere. Like, I don't blame him for thinking about ending the relationship with Buffy, to be honest.
Okay. That's fair. That's your opinion.
Unpopular opinion. Like, if it was the other way around, like, if it was me, I'd feel the same way. And if it was the other way around, I don't think Buffy should dump him. Mm-hmm. You know? She wasn't ready for it. And now that Angel's back, like, forget it. She's never going to have his attention. Like, it's just never going to happen.
Okay.
So.
I mean,
I don't really blame him for it not working.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. You can, when you do yours, you can tell me.
I have things to say.
Okay. Let's have it.
Okay. Also, 5.
Yeah. It was a great.
All the reasons you said, everything was just interwoven beautifully, just like you said. I also really liked Giles was just perfect in this episode. You're right. I love that joke. That was hilarious. Like, he's really, his character has developed so much over the past 3 seasons. I love watching him grow as a character. He might be my favorite character, actually.
He's good.
The whole Willow and Xander thing. Yeah, I have mixed feelings on that. I felt like it was just a one-off and they just felt so guilty. So I guess I don't know. I guess we'll have to see if anything happens after this, or if they just kind of let it go.
And I love Oz. That's the part that hurts me the most out of the whole thing.
I do love Oz. I don't really care that much for Cordelia. She's a very selfish person. I feel bad that she was just like, I love Xander. And
yeah, I feel bad for her, but I don't really care as much. Yeah,
exactly.
But Oz is like the real deal.
And he seems perfect for Willow, actually, and Xander doesn't, to be honest.
He's the real deal, so
yeah.
I feel for him.
I think they just go really well together. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was nice that they finally talked about the mayor, but I have mixed feelings about that. He just seems weird and I don't know about him. I loved the whole homecoming thing. I loved how they made Buffy and Cordelia go in the limo to try and sort things out. I thought that was actually a really clever ploy to try and get them to talk, which, I mean, it worked. They ended up having to do it because they ended up getting stuck into Slayer Fest together, but they did end up having to work together to try and get out of that situation. It made them resolve their issues.
And they had some heart-to-hearts, like, in the face of death.
Exactly.
So they actually did have some breakthroughs, like, while they were held up in the cabin.
So, like, Cordelia's not my favorite character, but she, you know, she does try.
She can. If she wants to, she can. If she wants to try.
She wants to.
If she actually, like, on purpose tries, she can be a decent human being.
Yep. Exactly. So, and then I like Mr. Trick being brought back.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Sounds like he's going to stick around for a bit, so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott. I don't like Scott. He sucks. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like he could have at least talked to her about it a bit.
I agree.
He could have maybe, like, I don't know, in high school, I feel like maybe he could have given her, like, a warning. Be like, hey, like, this isn't working for me. I mean, but just like, hey, this isn't really working for me. Like, I'd like to try and work this out with you. Like, this isn't what's working. Like, what can we do to try to improve this? And then if it doesn't improve, then, well, it's not going to work out type thing.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. Like, he could have done that for sure. His reasons, the way he did it, sure. Like, that would have been better. But his reasons for wanting to do it, I don't blame him at all.
I agree with you to an extent. But also, mm-hmm. I feel like Buffy, she said, I'm getting better, right?
Or she's like, I'll do better or something.
Do better? No, I think she said... She said she's getting better. And I think she was. Like, she started to try to get back to a normal life. I know Angel's back and that complicates things. But I feel like she knows she can't get back with him. Like, it's not going to work out. Like, it can't work out. I don't know what his situation is with his soul, but, like, whatever it is, I don't think they can get back to what they had. So mm-hmm. I think she needs to move on. And I think she was starting to be able to do that. I don't know.
She just did it too soon. Maybe it just started
maybe.
Too soon.
Yeah, maybe
you're right. Wasn't ready. Anyway, thought she was and wasn't.
I don't like him. She can do better.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. Okay. I'll allow it. I'll let that stand. Okay. So for your question for next week is, the episode is called Band Candy.
Band Candy. That's a cute name.
I tried to make it pretty specific. Instead of, like, a general question. So, Buffy is studying for a certain test. Which one is it?
Oh, God. Okay. What are subjects? Math, English, science, language. Math? Math.
Okay. All right, so that wraps up season 3, episode 5, Homecoming. Again, you can find us on all major podcast apps and YouTube and Instagram at onegirlinalltheworldpod. You can also email us at onegirlpod@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week with season 3, episode 6, Band Candy. Slay you real soon.
Bye.